Guys, good morning. As he said, my name's Tyler. I haven't taught since I taught in October, I think was the last time. Today's going to be a great day. As they mentioned already, we're going to be doing setting up Christmas trees. As you look, I don't think this is all of it. There is a lot. I think I counted 14 Christmas trees, guys. And I think there's how many Christmas trees? Like 17? So, guys, all I am doing is setting up the tree, and then I'm tagging my wife in, and I'm watching the boys. Like, I'm just helping set up, decorating, and putting ornaments a certain way. I'm not your guy. Like, that is mentally taxing for me. I'm like, put it here. And I'm like, it looks good, I think. But and then I come back, and it's all redecorated. I'm like, oh, okay. That's awesome. I did right. No, who does that? No, I'm just kidding. I've had a really busy week this week. We got the amazing opportunity to have Shay and Brandon, who normally sit over here. They came over, ate dinner with us. We had a great time. If you haven't gotten to meet them, they're an amazing couple. They're so much fun. Then I ended up going to work, got sick. Me and Shelby got sick. And then Shelby was doing a wedding on Saturday, and her person helping her got sick also, had a call out. So in I went, right? And talk about stress, guys. That Shelby was made for that. I was made to support her. You know, I was not. If you look at my camera roll on my phone, all of them are crooked. And if there's a video, you hear me laughing because that's all I film is funny stuff that happens. Either whether it be guys at work doing, I'm like, yeah, you should definitely do that. Quick, film it. And then I send it to everyone. But so got sick, helped Shelby. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun. I drove home, and then today we get to set up, and I got a Thanksgiving today. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Super excited. Something that I was thinking about, I'm super excited to get to spend time with people setting up these trees. I feel like sometimes I don't get with my schedule and just life in general, I don't get to hang out and talk to people here as much as I would love to. And so I'm super excited about setting up these trees. So today is the last day of our Thanksgiving of Thanks month. And so I'm going to be talking on giving an offering to the Lord. And we can pass those cards out. The ushers, amazing guys, stepped up. We have a lot of guys out this week. And this team stepped up and has just been serving us all morning. So super, super thankful for them. And you can give them a hand if you want. Go ahead. Amazing, amazing group of guys. Even though Josh's Tennessee Volunteers beat my Florida Gators yesterday pretty handily, I was in sorrow this morning, but God brought me out, and I'm in joy. Right? All right, so as I was thinking about this, giving an offering to the Lord, I was like, oh, it's going to be talking about tithe, and started going down that way. But as I unpacked the word offering a little bit more, I realized that tithing is just scratching the surface of what it really means, right? And so I was praying about it, and just if I were to go in the definition of tithing, I look it up. I'm a person who, like, to understand something, I want to know the definition so I can put it in the right place. And so tithe, it says, and pardon my voice, like, I lost my voice. It's coming back, but it's not to the beautiful standard I'm normally. No, just kidding. If y'all heard my voice, that's not it, right? Have you seen those videos? I saw this video the other day. It said people going in front of the mirror before they go to work to see if they have a hidden talent, and they try to sing, and they just stop, shake their head, and go to work. That is me. I try to sing, and I'm like, yep, I got a job for a reason, you know? But so the definition of tithe is 1/10 of annual produce or earnings. And it says formally taken as a tax for the support of church. And so basically you give that, in which tithing, and Pastor Harvey did an amazing job this morning. Tithing is an amazing opportunity for us to join in with our church and to support and to provide. We do a lot of, like, with what we have and what we bring in, we do a lot of amazing things. And so super glad we get to do that. But many times I think tithe has a wrong view or image attached to it, right? I was actually thinking of the first time that I was like aware of tithe as a young kid was actually I'm sitting there and they're like, we're going to do tithe in the children's church. And I was like, oh, why don't people do this more often? And then I realized as the basket was being passed, my friend Kirby was, his parents gave him a $5 bill to give. That dude put that $5 bill in and pulled four ones out. And so it quickly became a exchange of currency. And some days I don't think he put in as much as he took out. So quickly that subsided, you know. And so I always think about that story and laugh. Like that, like to think, let me do this real quick. But he's smart. He got four ones out of it and his parents thought he gave $5. Like, that's pretty impressive. But so growing up, I had this wrong view that this was a requirement and that it's just this thing that was extremely, like, as it says, taxing or just a sacrifice, right? And today, my heart is to take us on a journey to understand what truly giving an offering means. And there's such a broad, it's a small word with a broad definition. And so if you look in the Old Testament, I looked up verses of sacrifices I looked up offerings, and every one of them was like sacrificing animals for sins and stuff. And so the Old Testament, you saw that. You saw sacrificing animals to God to atone for sin and to postpone a punishment, right? And I always get these funny thoughts. I'm like, I've been to a lot of people's houses. I've never seen people like putting their dog on the altar and sacrificing it to God, right? That would be wild to me to see someone like, all right, well, it's 11:12. We got it. And they throw a dog up there. I'd be like, Shelby, we're getting out of here. Like, oh, we forgot the oven is on, and take off running. But you don't see that, but I think so many times we still carry that same view of offering, right? We still carry that it's this sacrifice to atone for something. Or, I come up here and I set up trees for the church, and I make the joke to Shelby all the time when she asks me to do stuff I don't want to do. I go, that's a jewel in my crown in heaven, and that thing's going to be heavy. I better not wear it, but that's not really the case, right? It's that's the way in which the Old Testament we viewed it. It was to atone for something. It was to push off this thing that was just coming at us no matter what, right? And as I was reading it and just praying about this, I realized that even like currently, I have a very wrong view of offering as I was preparing this. And so something I love, I looked up and found this. It's a whole chapter, actually. It talks about Christ's sacrifice once and for all, Hebrews 10. But I highlighted this one specific verse. It says, but our high priest, which is Jesus, offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sin, good for all times, and then he sat down in place of honor at the right hand of God. And then it says a little bit later, 14, for by that one offering he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And as I was reading that, I realized something, that that's not the case anymore. Like, I'm not offering God stuff so that I don't get punished. Like, I've stepped into sonship. The punishment's gone now. It's got to have a different look. And so as I was praying about it, and looking into it, I was like, again, I'm a person who likes definitions. And so as I was looking at it, I was like, God, it's got to be a different look. It's got to look like something different. And so if you look at the definition, and there's a bunch of them, there's some that have like Old Testament, it says from the definition from the Old Testament. This one, I think, is the way that it made most clear sense to me. It says offering, a definition is a gift or a sacrifice to God used to express worship, gratitude, or devotion. Immediately, I remembered, John 3:16, we all know the verse, but God highlighted, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. And I realized quickly what that was, is that it's not as much about pushing or atoning sin or punishment, right? Or checking the box. It's much more of where my heart's at. And so I give offering, I give these things, and so it comes out of a place of worship. It's not a required payment. It's a thing that I give because I love God. And so many times I really missed that aspect of it, right? I remember growing up in the church, and as a teenage boy, you know, before these walls were up, I've been at this church a long time, and so they would come and find us and be like, hey, can you bring all those chairs back there into here for the adults? And I'd be like, oh, man, this is my offering to you. I hate this, Lord, but... And so we'd move every Sunday, and it got to a point where I was hiding. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I would hide, and I would hear them pacing the halls looking for us. I'm looking at my best friend, David. I'm like, David, we could just hold on just a little bit longer. Our class starts in 2 minutes. And so we'd sit and hide, and, you know, looking back, I'd be like, that's my offering for the week. I served the Lord right. And so... But I missed the point, right? And so many times I've missed the point in serving God, serving my family, because even serving my family, I think about it. There's been multiple times in which my oldest gets me on it a lot of time. But I'll do something serving them, and he'll be like, Dad, you're mean. I'll be like, you're being mean. I'll be like, you're right. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to read y'all a fourth book tonight. You're 100% right. I skipped 3 pages. You caught me. The puppy, he's like, where's the puppy? I'm like, oh, man. You got to choose which pages to skip. Like, you got to be careful. Like, if you delete a whole character, these kids know. Mm-hmm. If you fast forward a show while they're going to the bathroom, they know. And I've tried them all, and I get called out on it. My boys, you know, I'm a smart individual, I like to think. Those boys, they got their smart from their mama. They're quick. They're like, oh, Dad. And I'm like, okay, you caught me. So I just got to get smarter. I got to figure it out. But so much of the time, I offered stuff to the Lord, and it was just out of a place of requirement, a place to where I felt like I had to do this. I am in the place to where it's not something I care about or want to do, but it's just to check the box and to come here, leave, and go, right? And as I was praying about it, I just felt like God started talking to me about how he's called us to do, you know, I heard this pastor say this one time. He said, we'll do what we do for love, and we won't do it for anything else. And I would like to highlight that. I went and took photos for like 12 hours with my wife. Again, I'm not a good photographer. I love that woman, right? And let me tell you, if someone said, I'll pay you $1,000 to take these pictures for 30 minutes, I'd be like, find somebody else. Find somebody else, because I do not want that. But we do stuff, what we do for love, we won't do for anything else, right? And there's so many times that things are, I want to do something, and I have a passion for something, and then there's those things that are required. Those things that are required, I find myself pushing off or trying to adjust and stuff. And so I think it's big that we have that mindset change of, like, this is an offering to God, right? And so it reminds me of a story in my life, actually, as a young teenage guy. Growing up, I came to church every time the door was open. My parents were very involved in the church, and so I was here all the time. Let me tell you, I did not want to be here all the time. I don't know how many times I would try to act like I was sick. Like, I did not want to be here. I served in a lot of areas that I was told to serve in, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then there was a moment I remember coming to this church, and I highlight this church because I came to this church, and I'm sitting there, don't want to be here, you know, per the usual. And then I hear somebody talking about how God had a purpose for us and that we weren't here just to get by. We weren't here just to live life and to to see where it gets us, and just God didn't just throw everyone in a out and we landed in the timeline we're supposed to be. They had a calling, a purpose, and destiny for each one of us, right? And so I'm continually hearing these guys talk about this. And I start realizing what starts happening in my heart is I start realizing that I am called to be here. That it makes a difference whenever I lead my small group with intentionality. It makes a difference whenever I pray for these guys. It makes a difference whenever I get up early, not because I have to, but because I want to, because I want to give God that, right? And so there's a difference, right? You look at the life of Jesus. You know, Jesus, like Pastor Harvey said, Jesus didn't have to come down here. He chose to come down here and give his life because he loved us. He wanted us to walk in sonship just like he, you know, he wanted us to walk in freedom. He wanted us to experience the joy, the life of God, right? And so he came down here and he gave an offering. And so many times, Pastor Harvey did a great job of highlighting that. But as I'm starting to see this, and I'm starting to realize that Jesus wanted me. He wanted me, and he created me for a purpose. Everything changed, right? I did stuff that normally I would never do. Normally, I volunteered to be a small group leader. I came up front and worshiped. I never came up front and worshiped growing up. We all sat on the back pews and slept, you know, as kids, you know. And so I started doing stuff that was not out of requirement, but it was out of a place of devotion, worship, and gratitude for what he had done. And so I skipped around a little bit. But understanding that aspect of offering, I think, is really big. And it's shaped my life. It shaped my life to the point to where there's things that I look around in friends and family's lives that are in similar situations as me, and they talk about wanting to go party or go do this. And it's not that I have this thing to where, you know, I'll get, you know, God will take me away if I go party or if I do this or whatever. It's to a place to where I don't desire that, because I want it to be in line with what God has. And so I want to give this offering. And so many times I'm trying to change my mind on it to where that serving my boys, raising my boys to be men of God, that's an offering I only get to give to God, right? And so, and out of that, we get to see the fruit of it. And so what I get to do is I get to lead them and teach them and guide them, right? And so as I'm doing this with my boys, there's a lot of times that they do stuff that I do. Shocking. They, you know, throw a toy and break something. Or, you know, growing up, I broke a lot of things. I broke like 9 windows. You know, I was just a wild, wild kid. But I get to walk them through that, right? I get to teach them, you know. Dawson, I get to teach. If he gets overwhelmed, I get to go, hey, man, let's go sit outside. And we get to talk through this thing. Not because I have to. Not because it's required, but it's because I want to give that. I want to give him the offering of understanding. I want to take being a father and give it to God. And so what that looks like is that looks like me sitting with them and praying over them. That looks like me, for me individually, that looks like me pursuing them. And so as I've done this life with God, as I've pursued him in this way of offering and worship, and really I would highlight worship. That's been probably the key aspect to everything. You know, growing up, and as I do this walk with God, I don't have all the answers. If people ask me yesterday, probably 20 times, people would be like, should I sit here for the photo? I'm like, ask the lady in charge. Do not ask me. People ask me all the time questions. I don't have all the answers. But you know what? Continually, I rely on God. And I give him thanks. And I worship him. Because what he gave me, I could never repay. But you know what? It's not required. And so I stand here and give him my praise, worship, and gratitude and devotion. Not because he's forcing me or I'm in bondage or I'm a slave. But I'm a son who gets to do that. It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. And there's, I like to think of it, I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this, the story of the two sons. One takes all half of the his in, takes his inheritance, goes and squanders it. The other one stays home. And whenever he gets done living the life that he wants to, he goes, well, even the slaves at my dad's house eat better than I do right now. And he goes back. And then the other son gets upset and he says, hey, I've been here consistently the whole time. I've never done anything and you've never done this stuff for me. And what the father said is really key. He said, it was always yours, right? It was always in your possession. It was always there for you. And so something I feel like God's highlighting for us is that we don't have to live from that place of required payment. Like, we don't have to live from a place of, like, punishment or, like, I have to do this. We get to live from a place that I love God so much that I get to do this, right? And I get to walk in this. And I'm going to be done early because I know we got this, but and I'll pray for us. But it reminds me of, in closing thoughts, it reminds me of this quote from Captain America. I love Marvel movies. I love all movies. But there's a scene to where this guy named Steve Rogers, he's Captain America before, you know, that's Steve Rogers. He's this tiny guy with a lot of medical problems. And so he keeps trying to sign up. It's during World War II. He keeps trying to sign up for stuff, right? He's trying to sign up to go to the military. And his friend finally, after like five times, looks at him and goes, why? Just like, go and do a normal job. Why do you keep doing this? And he said something that has always stuck with me. He said, he looked at his friend and said, hey, listen, there's guys laying their lives down. And for this cause, and I don't know if he says cause, but, and he said, and how can I sit here and not do the same? I don't know why that always gets me. But how can I sit here and not do the same? And something I think about, if I'm standing from a place of offering, from that place of worship, devotion, and gratitude, I think about all the guys that have poured into my life, that have poured into my, you know, teaching me, Pastor Allen, Pastor Harvey, and men and women here at Grace, just pouring into my life, teaching me what it means to be a man of God, what it means to walk in integrity and love. And I get to see this on display constantly. And so how can I not live from a place of giving offering and worship to God? Because I have a call and a purpose. God put me here for a reason to speak to certain people, right? At work, and it's been more recently, God's really opened my eyes up to that. There's a reason why all these guys keep coming to me and talking to me, asking questions. There's a reason why they keep, like, people try to stick and hang around me and want to talk and want me to stay up till midnight. I'm not a guy who stays up till midnight. I'm a guy who's in bed by 8:30. Like, thank you, Jesus. That's the way he made me, right? And so these guys want to stay up and talk. And so just recently I started realizing that that's for a reason. That these guys are so hungry for what God's blessed me with in my life that I get the opportunity to offer them this, right? Offer them advice. There's been multiple times to where I've been able to give some relational advice. I've been able to talk about kids. I've been able to talk about job, work. Had a guy the other day call me about documentation, new guy. And so I walked him through that. And so God's placed each of us in the place where we're at to have a voice, because, you know, at the end of the day, some of the most stable people I know are grounded in God. And so you look through the chaos that's going on in a lot of people's lives, and they need that. They need hope. I remember there was times to where, especially growing up, there was a lot of chaos. You know, the first year, and nothing to do with me and Shelby, but first year and a half, 2 years of being married, there was a lot of chaos in my family. And so through that, I was just looking for hope. I was looking for someone to look at and go, they're getting through it, or they've gotten through it, or they've accomplished this, or walking with God, they've been able to get to this point. So if they could do it, and God, and you know, God's going to do it for them, they're going to do it, he's going to do it for me. And so holding on to that hope and believing that God's got placed me here for a reason, and that he's not forgotten me, that he's not forsaken me, that that Jesus died on the cross so I could live a better life. And so as I believe that, what I believe about y'all, this family at Grace, is that's what y'all are called to be. Y'all are called to be people who stand, and people can look and go, look, that person, God's changed their life. Or that person's walking in freedom. Or that person's walking in joy. Or that person, I can see hope. And so as we walk through this season, let me tell you, Christmas time for a lot of people, as I go through work, that's tough time for people. It's extremely, it has bad memories. It has pain, suffering, you know, family members gone. And as we walk through the season, just remember that people are looking at you. And God's blessed you. And so we get the amazing opportunity to give God an offering every time we wake up and say, God, I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. And there's a lot of different ways we get to do it, just me and him. I get to do it today by helping decorate this church. You know, it's going to look beautiful. Now, me, like one Christmas tree, oh, that's awesome. And that would be all I would do. But some people are so, they walk in and they're so blessed. And so if me staying a couple hours and setting up Christmas trees and helping people and having communities going to change someone's life or touch someone's heart, then it's well worth it, right? Because somebody a long time ago took the time to set aside time to prepare a teaching or have a meeting with me that changed my life. And so I'm so grateful for that. And so I'm going to go ahead and Mr. Petey, you can come up. I'm going to pray for us real quick. We'll have some teams up front if you want prayer. And then also don't forget that we have setting up this. I've talked about it a lot. We need help. There is a lot of stuff. They said we're going to set it on the stage so like people can see it. And I looked at it and I was like, that is a lot more than I thought. Like, oh, here we go. But so I'm going to pray real quick. So dear God, I'm so thankful for today. I'm thankful for this amazing group of people just getting to serve with them and getting to pursue you with them, Lord. I'm thankful for getting to worship and just show you gratitude and just devotion, Lord. I'm just beyond thankful. As we continue through today and as we laugh and have fun and enjoy each other's company, Lord, I just ask that you just use us, Lord, just to bring hope, to bring life, and show people that you died for a reason and that they are well worth it, Lord. Amen. Everyone could stand up. Pastor Art.
Thank you, Tyler. So, if you need to grab a bite to eat before you help set up trees, that's great. If you're over 80, you're not allowed to climb the 12-foot ladders. Harvey, Pastor Harvey. And do that. And so it's like if you need to grab a bite, go grab one. And we're going to be going at it for quite a while this afternoon. Also, I didn't announce this. I forgot. This Wednesday night, we're not having family night because of Thanksgiving's Thursday. We want you to focus on your families and your neighbors and whoever you're going to have Thanksgiving with. But do remember, we are going to have our Christmas potluck on December 12th, and that'll be a great time. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Tyler. I love what he said. He missed the point. I don't want to miss the point when it comes to giving and loving people. Our point isn't to get the church beautiful. It's to bless people. It's because we care. So that if I get irritated putting the trees up because you're not doing it right, you get to know me a little better. All right? So thank you, Tyler. Thank you guys for being here. God bless you.